W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger.
And with border security, we have said that all along.
Moments ago, the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of U.S. border security policy. That vote, 214 to 213. Mayorkas will next be tried in the Senate. House Democrats say that they are ready to approve a bill that provides emergency funding to Ukraine and Israel. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The overwhelming majority of House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to support the national security bill right now.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he won't bring any bill to a vote that doesn't put border security first. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin left Walter Reed today and has resumed his full duties. The Dow fell more than 500 points today. This is ABC News. One of Colorado's legal offices is the victim of a cyber attack.
Colorado's public defender's office says its computer system has become encrypted by malware and that now certain matters have been rescheduled on a case-by-case basis. The office has disabled its computer network and is working to bring it back online. Something similar happened in Pennsylvania. The state court system was hit with a cyber attack that caused a delay in some cases. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some performers working as Mickey Mouse, Cinderella. And other characters are seeking to unionize Disneyland. Organizers say the actors want better safety conditions and scheduling policies. Disneyland officials say in a statement that they believe cast members deserve the right to a confidential vote. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. A case of bubonic plague has been reported in a Central Oregon resident. Health officials say the patient likely got the disease from a pet cat. Bubonic plague is actually a bacterial infection transmitted by fleas. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' own proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the state legislature this afternoon. Evers has said he'd signed the bill, which could effectively resolve the MAPS lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize election systems across the country.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win, this time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets at five-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that they're now now rank fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper teens to around 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or two. Highs warmer, though, upper 30s. Sunshine returns on Thursday, a little breezy. High cools to the upper 20s. Partly sunny and only around 20 Friday. Currently, it's 26.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Fat Tuesday, Wisconsin. This is a big day. It's a big day for Catholics and people who want to overdo it on a Tuesday. It's a big day. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you got snow where you are, but when I was driving down here tonight from my humble abode, it was like blizzard conditions for like 4 minutes. I almost turned around. I almost told Conrad he was on his own tonight, but I didn't do it because I'm a gamer. Anyway, yeah, it was like a blizzard, and it just cleared up instantly. It was crazy. So I don't know what it's like in your part of the state. Hope you're having a great night. We're going to Nightlight here for a couple hours. It will be fun. I got great guests tonight. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. This is one of those weird winter equinoxes where Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday fall on the same day. I'm totally making that up. But this is Fat Tuesday. And if you're Catholic, I was raised Catholic. I'm still kind of Catholic. I do give up stuff for Lent. I'm planning on it. I have till midnight to decide what I'm doing. But it's a big day. So if you're Catholic, we want to hear from you tonight. Let us know what you're giving up for Lent. But our question tonight is, how do you celebrate Fat Tuesday? Or what are you giving up for Lent? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I got the finger tonight driving here. I don't know what happened, folks. I don't know what happened to our beloved Northeast Wisconsin. We're broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, by the way, statewide. So, but I'm talking Northeast Wisconsin. So the rest of you spread around the state, you think everyone's so nice and friendly up here. And for the most part, we are. But I was in the right lane, and a truck is next to me. And I'm slowly passing the truck on the right. The truck would not get out of the way. I'm not going to do 90. So this idiot in an SUV from 2005 can get around me. You're not that important, dude. So I took my time, but I got by the truck. Car comes up behind me, passes me on the left, gives me the finger, not the trucker. I was in the right lane the whole time. Yeah, I lived in very big cities my life. In my life. And I, moving here 10 years ago, I thought, oh, this, you know, it's cheaper to live. The people are so nice. It's going to be much more. And I'm a city guy. I love cities. But I, when I came here, I was prepared to say goodbye to the rudeness of big cities. But I got to tell you, drivers in Northeast Wisconsin have gotten really douchey. And you're crazy to begin with if you give someone the finger nowadays. You don't know who I am. I could have been crazy. I am crazy, but I'm not like dangerous crazy. But it's insane. Why would you give someone the finger? You never know what, you know. I should point out I was driving a golf cart.
Is that street legal?
It's street legal. Close. It was a hybrid. But anyway, it's crazy. You give the finger, Conrad? Would you give the finger to someone?
I don't do that, no.
No way.
There's a certain courtesy, I think. And
yeah.
No matter what you're going through, you shouldn't be doing that.
I agree. You kind of give someone the look. You give them like the half look, like to let them know you know they're driving like a jackass. And then you look back. Like, I recognize your ass jackery, but I'm not going to confront you. I'm not going to stare you down. What are we going to do? Like ram cars together? Like it's an episode of Lethal Weapon? That doesn't make any sense. Kind of unnerving, though. You don't expect that. I never expected that in Northeast Wisconsin. You know what? Later in the week, Conrad, remind me to tell my one other crazy driving story.
Okay.
Near the town of O'Connell. This happened about 25 years ago on my way to a stand-up gig. We don't have time for it now. We have too much to get to. But I want to tell that story because maybe that was like some foreshadowing of where driving was headed. You tailgate, Conrad?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, I'm talking about tailgating at a sports game.
No. I mean, you get right up behind someone. Yeah.
I get so mad when people do that to me, so I don't do it to other people.
Drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially when you're going like 80. You're like, I don't want to go any faster, man, all right? Just go around me.
I'm not here to serve you because you didn't leave enough time to deliver meals on wheels or go to the post office or whatever you're doing.
I think it's the best part when they're going that fast and they're driving in a Prius.
Right. which is me, basically. But I don't tailgate. I just calm down. You're not that important. I can't imagine you have anywhere to be that's that important that you're going to risk getting into a fight on the road. All right, moving on. So, are you going to celebrate Fat Tuesday? Conrad is here to take your text, as always.
Yes.
He's here tonight. We want to hear from you. We always love interacting with people throughout the course of the show and all day long. You can text Conrad 24/7.
Here's his
phone number. That's our question tonight. How do you celebrate Fat Tuesday? Or what are you giving up for Lent? You can answer either one. There's this great comic called John Knight out of Pittsburgh. I worked at Pittsburgh Funny Bone with him in like 1995. And John had a joke about all the priests getting together on Tuesday night and playing poker and smoking cigars. The idea being that they had to smoke a lot of cigars to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday. And he called it Poker Tuesday. So that's John Knight. So, you know what we didn't get, Conrad? This is so, oh my gosh. I got so caught up in other stuff for this show. We have a lot of show tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely do. Great guests.
And here I am rambling about getting the finger. Like, who cares? Our guests tonight are Alexandra Freeman. Alexandra works for Wisconsin Matchmaking. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It is the holiday of love. Alexandra's going to give us advice on how to find the one. I've already found the one. Conrad is still in the process of looking.
Maybe she can help me.
Maybe she can help you. That's why I booked her. This is my Christmas present.
I appreciate that.
Get some free advice on the air here. At Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here to talk movies at 8:05. And then Jan Zanka and Melissa Priller from the Dallas String Quartet. They are in Wisconsin for the next two nights. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow night at the Viterbo Auditorium. I've already lost my notes. And then the following night at the Wausau at the Grand Opera. Look at me making stuff up. They'll be in Wausau. In a facility. But I highly recommend Google Dallas String Quartet. They are really fun. They mix like classical and rock music. And I'm very excited to interview them. But so fun show. Alexandra Freeman coming up in about 10 minutes to talk about love. Love in the Dairy State. That's what she does. That's what her outfit does. They find people love. And I think that's very sweet. The Wedding Singer was released on this day. Did you know that, Conrad?
I did not know.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it was funny. That was, I think that was Adam Sandler trying to go go from silly Billy Madison, happy slapstick, whatever it was, to The Wedding Singer, like kind of more of an adult role where he wasn't doing that underbite.
Yeah.
He was acting more like himself. And they cast Drew Barrymore. She's great. The two of them, it was a very well done movie. Birthdays today. Tennessee Ernie Ford. He sings the song 16 Tons, which you can hear in so many movies. I never knew anything about him, but I've seen so many movies where you hear that, you lug 16 tons. What do you got? You got that queued up, Conrad? Let's hear a little bit of Tennessee Ernie Ford on his birthday.
Sure.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
That's catchy.
Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's
and great
weak
for movies like on the jukebox in the background, you know?
16 tons. What do you get? Another day older than
Tennessee Ernie Ford. And he's got a cool nickname. How do you like that? So, Tennessee Ernie Ford, it was his birthday today. He's long since passed away. The Wedding Singer. Let's fire up that Wedding Singer clip. Do we have time for that? You know what? No. We're going to pivot here already.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is still very close in our rear view. And this is, I don't break much news on this show. In fact, I don't really break any. But I do try to deliver you guys showbiz-related material, stuff you can watch, stuff we talk about. This made headlines all over the place. Travis Kelce ran into and bumped into Andy Reid, his coach, which you just don't do in professional sports. It's not cool. And I somehow, don't ask me how I did it, folks, but I obtained the actual audio of what was said. Andy Reid told everybody that Travis Kelce was mad that he was not in the game. We have the actual audio that I obtained, and we are playing it here on Nightlight for the first time. Let's roll that audio. This is not for sensitive ears, folks.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game. I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Wow. That is, I mean, I could have been seriously hurt trying to obtain that audio. That is just, I'm not saying it's like a Secret Service thing, but nobody wanted that out. Nobody wants to see nude selfies of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's not really nude. He's got the mustache. But, you know, I mean, that was a Nightlight exclusive, folks. We may have to play that again at some point during the broadcast, Conrad. Alexander Freeman coming up in just a few minutes. And Rob Thomas will be along at 8:05 in the Dallas String Quartet. They are awesome. We'll play a little teaser of them, too, of their work. They're going to be in La Crosse and in Wausau. And we got to get to the bottom of this Andy Reid Travis thing. This is the kind of thing. You do not send nude selfies to someone, to your player or friend's girlfriend. Am I right, Conrad? That's off limits, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I would never do that. I just want you to know that because we're friends. I would send them to you, but I would never send them to your girlfriend. All right. We got a lot to break down here. Coming up next, we're going to talk Wedding Singer. And we're going to hear a little of the Dallas String Quartet. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African-American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often serve with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back. Our first text of the night to our show. First nightlight text of the night is a friend of mine who refuses to text on the text line and says for Lent he is giving up church. Okay. All right. That's I hope you can stick to that. That's tough. So yeah, we broke a story tonight, and very proud of this. I think we need to hear that again, Conrad. This is Andy Reid and Travis Kelce on the sideline during that brouhaha during the Super Bowl. Don't ask me how I did it, folks. I have sources, and we obtained the actual audio. Conrad, let's hear that again.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game. I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Oh, that's unsettling. Well, you heard it here first, folks. we don't break many stories here, but that doesn't mean we can't. How do you celebrate Fat Tuesday, and what are you giving up for Lent? That's tonight's question, and you can let us know at 844-967-2789, or text us on the app. The Civic Media app is so easy to use. We are on statewide, so you just click on any station, and there's a little text icon right there, and let us know how you plan to address Lent. And if you're not, look, I mean, if you're not Catholic, that's fine. I'm just, you can tell us. Fat Tuesday is like a Mardi Gras thing, too. That's New Orleans, so... are you headed to New Orleans? How are you going to celebrate Fat Tuesday? Doesn't have to be a religious thing. Let us know what you're thinking. This is also National Pancake Day. You like pancakes, Conrad?
I think pancakes are the best breakfast food, but not but not for healthy wise.
You got like speechless there talking about pancakes. But not, well, they can't. You can put like walnuts in them or flaxseed or something.
I mean, that still doesn't make them great.
You can put the stuff in that doesn't.
Because you put the syrup on it and the butter. And
that's true.
But I actually like peanut butter on mine.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
How does that?
It tastes really good with the syrup, peanut butter, gosh, and the pancakes.
People do that?
At least I do it. It's really good.
No kidding. I never heard of that before.
I also do it with waffles, too.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like to put pancakes on my waffles, and then I load it up with syrup. It's also National Cheddar Day. I assume they mean cheese. That's exciting. So there you go. Hey, let's play. Our guest in the second part of hour number two tonight is the Dallas String Quartet. They mix classical and rock music, and they are coming to Wisconsin. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow night and Wausau the following evening. And we have a little teaser clip here from the Dallas String Quartet. Go ahead, Conrad. That is cool. A little bit of Trans-Siberian Orchestra there, but more string-centered, which I like. And their lead singer, I assume that's Melissa. She just really rocks with the violin. They're fun. Excited to interview them later. And I understand you can still get tickets for tomorrow night or Thursday night in Wausau. So It's also Stockard Channing's birthday today. I believe she turns 80. She famously played Rizzo in Grease. And she's kind of like the tough, she looks like she's about 35 in the role, but she looks, she's just kind of like the tough girl, and she dates Kanicki. And this is kind of a fun, kind of a sad scene for the news she finds out, but also funny how quickly word travels, because she and I think the girl, the character's name is Marty, are leaving the concession stand, and she tells this news to Marty, and then they go their separate ways, and by the time Rizzo gets to her car, Kanicki has found out the news about how word travels fast in teen circles. Let's play that clip, Conrad.
What's with you tonight?
I feel like a defective typewriter.
Huh?
I skipped a period.
You think you're peachy?
I don't know, big deal.
Was it Kanicki?
No, you don't know the guy.
Oh, hey, Riz, look. Look, Riz, it's okay. I caught him in Tontay trying to put aspirin on my Coke at the dance.
Hey, Marty, you ain't gonna tell nobody about this, right?
Oh, sure, Riz. Look, I'll take it to the grave, okay? Coming through, coming through. Come on, lady with the baby. What's up?
Hey, Rizzo got a bun in the oven. Rizzo knocked up.
Rizzo, I hear you knocked up.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, good news really travels fast.
Why don't you tell me about it?
What's it to you?
I thought I might be able to do something.
You did enough.
I don't want to wait for my mistakes.
Hey, don't worry about it, Kanicki. It was somebody else's mistake.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Anytime.
That's hilarious. A brutal scene, but hilarious. Conrad, have you ever seen Grease?
Yeah, I have, but like half paid attention. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea for movies.
Not your cup of tea? Have you ever given it a chance?
Well, I watched it, so that's a chance.
Okay. That's fair. You kind of sounded non-committal there, like you did.
Yeah, it was. I was half interested. I guess I should watch it again fully interested. But
did you like the music?
I don't even remember the music.
Oh my god! Some of the most memorable music in movie history, and you don't remember the music. It's got great music, and that's a funny scene. But Stockard Channing turns 80 today, and she was 52 in that movie, playing a high school senior. So, we got a text, don't we?
Yes. Are you sure that clip wasn't played? Or
what clip?
The text. Are you sure that clip that you played wasn't Travis Kelce talking to Brett Favre? P.S. Love the show, Jimmy K.
Jimmy K. from the 608. Is that an inside joke? I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I guess maybe Brett Favre. Yeah,
was acting creepy.
Yeah,
that's right. That's a great text. Yeah. And he's not above that. That was so weird. I remember when those photos circulated. I was like, God, really? And what is it like? Like, you're like one of the biggest Packer fans I know, Conrad. Is the creep factor going to go away? Like, people love Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really likable guy. Aaron Rodgers was, too, for a long time. And I'm not saying he's not now, but he definitely took a turn there somewhere. It just got kind of strange. But do you think Jordan Love is the real deal?
I think he's the real deal.
He would never text nude selfies of Andy Reid to Travis Kelce's girlfriend. All right, that's a great text. Jimmy K from the 608. Love it. Okay, in just a couple of minutes, we have advice for you. You are not going to want to miss this. This is very exciting. We have a love expert who is about to join the show, and she is going to give us tips for Valentine's Day. You can tell us what your Valentine's Day plans are, too. Let us know. 844-967-2789. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Coming up next, love advice on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. The time you wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger.
And with border security, we have said that all along.
Moments ago, the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of U.S. border security policy. That vote, 214 to 213. Mayorkas will next be tried in the Senate. House Democrats say that they are ready to approve a bill that provides emergency funding to Ukraine and Israel. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The overwhelming majority of House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to support the national security bill right now.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he won't bring any bill to a vote that doesn't put border security first. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin left Walter Reed today and has resumed his full duties. The Dow fell more than 500 points today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is asking two healthcare systems not to close two hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin. Baldwin tells HSHS and Prevea she doesn't want patients left without healthcare options. The two systems have announced plans to close hospitals in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a number of clinics around western Wisconsin. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, to low in the upper teens to around 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or two. Highs warmer though, upper 30s. Sunshine returns on Thursday, a little breezy. High cools to the upper 20s. Partly sunny and only around 20 Friday. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline, how can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live throughout the state of Wisconsin from our City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in beautiful downtown Green Bay. It's the night before Valentine's Day, folks. This is exciting. Do you have big plans? You got something special going on? Let us know. We'd love to know. That's our question for tonight. We actually have two questions. What are your plans for Valentine's Day, and what are you giving up for Lent? My friend says he's giving up church. You can let us know either. You can chime in on anything we're talking about, though, as always, here on Nightlight at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be along shortly to talk movies, and then the Dallas String Quartet will be along. They're playing Wisconsin the next two nights. They are going to stop in for an interview. That will be fun. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight an actual matchmaker from Wisconsin Matchmaking, Alexandra Freeman. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Pete. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's the night before Valentine's Day. I've been married for years, so I don't really need your help, but Conrad might.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you here. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Well, this doesn't let you off the hook, Pete. You know, just because you're married doesn't mean you don't have to go out for Valentine's Day.
Oh, believe me, I'm not going to, like, you know, pull a Homer Simpson and run to the mini mart down the street and get one of those lame chocolate box things. I know you wouldn't approve of that, I'm sure.
I would not.
So, Alexandra, tell us a little bit about what you do. The company is called Wisconsin Matchmaking, correct?
Yes, that is my company.
Okay.
We've been in operation for over 12 years now.
Oh, no kidding. And you're Wisconsin-based, so are you out of Madison or Milwaukee?
We're in Madison.
Okay. And what is your title there? Like, what are your duties within the company?
Well, I am the co-founder and co-owner.
Very nice.
And we actually operate all across the U.S., but we have a base as well in Madison.
Okay, very cool. So how do you – I have to ask this. What makes you, and I'm not trying to be confrontational, what makes you an aficionado or an expert on pairing people? What made you think you could do that? Because everybody tries to set up their friends. You made it a business. What made you think you had that skill?
Nerve, mainly.
I imagine you would have to have that, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I knew from a young age I wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. My mother's a social worker.
Okay.
So I grew up learning kind of compassion and understanding people. And when I got out of high school, I was like, what can I do with this? And matchmaking was what called me.
Very nice.
Spent the last 12 years just focusing on that, learning as much as I can and helping people.
So I noticed someone on your website had a background in psychology too. Is that, and you have quite a big team, I would say, is that play into it, or is it more of a social, is it more of just kind of being a sensitive person and understanding other people's needs?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Now, of course, things that I don't specialize in, I love to bring in other people to teach me about or to help with, consult with. But in the end, I think the base of anything when it comes to dating or love or helping people find love is compassion,
right,
and treating each person like an individual.
That's a good answer. Do you get more, are you more busy on holidays or building up to holidays like Valentine's Day or Sweetest Day?
I would say that Valentine's Day, obviously we get an uptick, but around the holidays like Christmas or anything like that, it tends to actually slow down. And then afterwards, once people actually see how the holidays went, then they reach out.
They realize how lonely they were and they want companionship.
Yeah, it starts out on a high, and then afterwards when they have that carb crash, they're like, wait, maybe I was lonely.
So then they go to the gym to lose the holiday pounds, and then they look for someone again. It's a vicious cycle, it sounds like.
A little bit. We hope to break the cycle when they call me, but I can only do what I can do.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you, okay, so is it sort of like with a therapist, like when people come to see you or come to see people that work with you, Are they curious about your own personal life? How do you balance that? Because they probably want to know that you're in a stable relationship or that the people they're getting advice from know what they're talking about without divulging too much about their personal lives.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a bit of a balance. I'm always happy to share my stories and my experiences if it's helpful to a client. But just like a therapist, like you said, not every psychiatrist you're going to has the same issue that you have, but that doesn't mean they can't help you with it.
Okay, that's a good point. Are there certain demographics that a company like yours works with? Are you hoping for the guy in a pair of high tops and a tank top or with a mullet, or are you looking for upscale, or will you service anybody?
We tend to take on upscale clients. That tends to be our demographic, just how it works out. But we also run a pretty active database that's open to anybody. So anybody can reach out and we'll see what we can do.
That's pretty cool. Now, is it expensive, or how, are people going to break the bank with this kind of service, or do you have different packages?
So for being an actual working client with me, the packages are quite expensive because we have a limited client list. But then there's also options where you can be a part of our database, and that's, there is no cost to that.
Okay. And do you ever work with someone, Alexander, where you're like, this person I can already tell has absolutely no hope in any relationship? And if so, what do you do?
I think that there's always hope for somebody. It just sometimes perhaps it's out of my skill range and I might have to refer them out for what's ever needed to get them on the right track.
You need to bring in a team.
Yeah, we may maybe some therapy and come back to me in a few months.
Go do this training program and then check back in.
Dating boot camp.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's a great idea. Let's go halves on that. I want a taste of this.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah, I bet no, you will. You just stole my idea, didn't you? Conrad, take a memo. We need to
sounds good.
Copyright.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. So Alexander, like, are there, when you work for a company like yours, are you ever tempted, like, you're ever looking through profiles and you're like, ooh, man, I want to keep this one for myself.
Well, it's kind of hard. That's like asking like a teacher or a coach. You kind of have to mentally put them in the category of being like your child almost.
Okay.
Like, let me guide you. Let me help you. So you have to turn off that part of your brain that says, you know, I'm attracted to this person or not.
Okay. Good answer. My guest is Alexandra Freeman. She works with Wisconsin Matchmaking, and the website is wisconsinmatchmaker.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and where can people find out more information? Can you give them a quick talk about what they'll find at the website if they so choose?
Yeah, so if you visit that website or our associating website, wisconsinmatchmaking.com, both are available. They'll have information about the service, exactly what's on offer, and a link for a deeper consultation if you want more info.
Okay, and are you guys, how do you respond to, like, what would be the difference, say, between, I know some of these apps are just for hooking up and stuff like that, but sometimes people meet people over apps. Are they your competition, like Tinder or Hinge or Bumble?
Oh, absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, when you're on a dating app, you're doing all the work yourself. When you don't want to do all the work yourself, you come to me. So it's a completely different kind of thing. And honestly, if you can find love on dating apps, more power to you. You couldn't pay me and it's my job. So
tell us about some of your success stories on this eve of the great Valentine's Day.
Ooh, success stories. But what defines success? Because some clients are happy if I get them into a relationship the last 2 months, and other people are still hounding me because they're not married.
Oh,
so,
okay. Have you had right? a lot of people that have been married?
Yes, I have had quite a few. I've been invited to one or two weddings even. I usually don't go. I want to let them maintain the mystery of the relationship, but we have had some success there.
So when you go, if you were invited to a wedding, are typically both people aware of you, or did you like coach this dude or this girl, or do you work with both of them?
So both people are aware of me. One person would have been my client, but when I'm presenting matches to that client, I always have a little interview with them beforehand to make sure if it's a good fit. So they know who I am. They've seen my face.
Okay. And what about some horror? Have there been any horror stories? Not through any fault of your own or your company, but sometimes people just don't get along. Do you have to sit through those stories as well?
Well, my favorite thing is that with anybody, there's three versions of reality: their version, my version, and the truth, right? Right. So my least favorite scenario to run into is I'm working with someone who I think seems like a nice person. They're going out on dates, and then the feedback I'm getting is, I hate this guy. Why did you send me out with them? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's so nice. He's so great. So you have to sit there and pick apart, and you find out, okay, well, he's picking his nose at the dinner table, and that's a problem we need to discuss.
Wow. And he probably didn't mention that on his profile, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, we had to really dig into it to find that one out.
No pun intended. No pun intended. Does it come down to like things, matters of etiquette where people don't know which fork to use? Do you coach them on little things like that even?
You know, that really doesn't come up too much in the modern day. Even the fanciest of restaurants, honestly, there's just no need for that kind of deep etiquette training. In reality, it's just about being polite to your wait staff, being hygienic, and just being kind. And if you stick with those three things, I don't think you're going to go wrong.
I'm always hygienic, Alexandra. I will floss before a meal right at the table, so people know that I am one clean-cut dude. You have, your website talks about, and I like how you go into detail with this. You really put people at ease. It's like, it says, our search, screening, and interview process is thorough. Like, how thorough? Like, that almost seems like it would be intimidating. Like, are people like, is this like going through customs or getting searched by the TSA? Like, what are you guys dealing with here? And how deep do you go?
So it depends on the needs. Like, sometimes if I get a client who actually has genuine security needs, they work a government job, then we might be a bit more thorough when talking to someone. But on a lighter scale, it just means that we're going to go over your profile and you're going to talk to me over video or in person so that I can confirm you are who you say you are.
And are the pictures pretty current for the most part? That's a big thing.
Well, when they know that they're going to have to go on a video call with me, then I get the current photos.
Have you ever thought about loaning your services to TV shows like Farmer Wants a Wife? Do you think you could help there?
Oh, I don't know. That's a whole niche, this TV matchmaking. I'm not sure if I'm cut for it.
Yeah, what is that? It should be like out of work actor in a cowboy hat and his wife. But okay, so last question for you. Your thoughts on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship from an expert.
Oh, wow. See, you can't evaluate from afar. That's like asking a therapist to diagnose somebody, right? I think that in the reality, we only get a small sliver of any sort of picture, and it's between them what happens between them.
Wow, you are very diplomatic in your answers. I give you credit. I bet you're very good at what you do. One more thing.
I like to
do it. On this show, we talk about movies and TV. It's entertainment-based. What are you watching? What is Alexandra, when she's tired of looking at profiles and breaking things down, what do you watch when you go home?
You're not gonna like my answer, because it's old Bollywood movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
there's no right or wrong answer here. I haven't heard that before. That's interesting. What are you watching?
They're all, the titles are in Hindi, and they're all recommended to me by my business partner, who is originally from India. So he basically just gives me a list and he says, watch this one. And I say, okay, sounds good.
Oh, that's so
my
cool.
My favorite currently is Rang de Basanti.
Okay. I can't pronounce that, but, that's really cool. No, Bollywood is a huge thing right now. It's really gained popularity. That's so cool. Alexandra, thanks so much for your time tonight. We wish you luck continuing with your... Conrad is going to fill out a profile, so look for that. Don't. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Have a great Valentine's Day, and thanks so much for being with us tonight on Nightlight.
You as well. Thanks for having me, Pete.
You got it. Anytime. That's Alexandra Freeman from Wisconsin Matchmaking. Check her out. Look at the website. Sounds like they have a pretty good success rate. So we will be right back with... we're going to read your text, and then we're going to get to the bottom of, you got that wedding singer thing lined up, Conrad?
I do.
All right. More coming up, and Rob Thomas in just a few minutes on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay it in my arms, things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wells.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard.
Welcome back. We're expecting. On the evening of one of the most romantic holidays, there is St. Valentine's Day. Conrad, I think we should set up a profile for you right now, my friend.
Live on air.
Live on air. That's exciting, listening to someone type.
All right, now I'm filling out my name.
Now I'm putting a picture up here from when I was 20 pounds lighter and I had a mustache. I've had all the hair from my back removed. We got some texts here from the 818. Bridget. Bridget hasn't texted in a while. I'm sharing a sweet treat with my honey on Valentine's Day. Well, that's very nice. The word honey is so... I almost made a bad joke there, sweet, but it's just a great word. From the 715, new or unrecognized texter. Love those. Going to try to give up social media for Lent. Good luck with that, 715. You think you could do that, Conrad?
Giving up social media?
Yeah, for 40 days.
I really don't think I can't, because we're social media based here. So
we are social media based, and that's where you're going to find all your new dates when you sign up at WisconsinMatchmaking.com. You're going to need to check your phone. We're going to see if we can. I don't even know. Like, are you ready? Would you want to be in a relationship, and maybe just a relationship and not a marriage yet? You're a pretty young guy.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for anything like that right now.
Okay. Be sure and tell people that. Conrad is not looking for love, ladies and gentlemen. So I know you like his voice, and he's got a good laugh. Here is from the 920. Christy is texting in. We love Christy. Convoy and Todd are the best producers ever.
Well, thank you, Christy.
And then here's Christy, a separate text, blowing a kiss. You're going to have to split that with Todd, Conrad. She called you Convoy, too. I'm not disrespectful like that. Mine and the mayor call you Convoy.
Well, they couldn't get my name right for the longest time, so I had to come up with something. I was like, you know what? Convoy is all right with me.
How is Conrad hard to get right? Honestly.
Well, they called me Brandon for the first couple days, so I'm just glad it's not Brandon anymore.
John was in here last night. We should have addressed this because I don't like that.
No, they can get my name right. It's just a funny nickname.
Is it hard to disseminate if they're calling you Conrad with a K or a C? Or do you not even go there?
I think they would spell it with a C, yeah, to be honest, but you can't hear it over, you know, so.
That's okay. You know how I got back to him? I address Jim, the former mayor Jim. I spell his name G-I-M when I address him. So
there
even.
You go.
Also, Christy from the 920, don't let Mino sleep on that beautiful new couch. Christy's watching on the stream. That's awesome. We got the whole studio decorated here. We got a couch, some good night lighting for Nightlight. I don't know why John would have to sleep on the couch, Christy, because he lives awfully close.
Sometimes you just need something new.
He just needs something new. Here's a text from Papa Rico watching on the stream. I just eat, drink, and be merry. As for Lent, I don't know I clean the thing on the back of the dryer. Okay. I think he's joking. Nobody cleans that. Papa Rico, you're pulling our leg. So the movie Wedding Singer, keeping in our Valentine's Day theme, was released on this day, right?
Yeah.
And we have a clip from said movie, correct?
We do.
Let's play. And we've edited it like only we know how. So go ahead and roll that.
You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was gold.
Crap. Frickin'.
I hope you're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill.
I can't think of a song that makes me feel less like Valentine's Day than Adam Sandler and that raspy what have you. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie, Conrad? You seem to like just about
that's a tough if I had to go with one, it would be Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, okay. We've played a couple clips from that movie, haven't we?
And Grown Ups as well. Those two are probably my favorite.
That's like barely some of the Adam Sandler movies are like all about Adam Sandler. Grown-ups is kind of like, just there's so much going on there with David Spade and Kevin James and the whole crew.
All of his, I love the movie because it's just all of his friends in a movie, and it's so funny and so great.
You know, I get the appeal to that, but I don't like. To me, it's like, okay, I get that you guys are all friends, and it kind of takes me out of the movie a little bit.
Really,
a little bit, but like when I was younger or your age. I'm still in my excruciatingly late 20s. That's how Chevy Chase was, kind of. You know, sort of one eye to the camera, like we're just doing this. So I guess it's just one of those dealios. So a couple more texts here. This is Steve from the 920, Conrad's dad. On Valentine's Day, I will give in and watch a Hallmark movie with my wife. That's very sweet. Is your dad a good role model romantically for you, Conrad, without going into too much detail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Thank you, Steve. That's a great idea. And I take it your mom likes Hallmark movies. I don't think I could get my wife to watch a Hallmark movie.
She likes all the Christmas ones. And
oh, that's nice. Very cool. And then Papa Rico again. I'm with Conrad. Happy Gilmore. Wow, that's so. Papa Rico, I think, is much older.
Yeah. But he's, well, not much older.
He's on the Happy Gilmore bandwagon. That's awesome. Okay, so that's very cool. We're going to talk romance movies next with Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. We'll give you some good suggestions for Valentine's Day. We just had a great conversation with Alexandra Freeman and her company, Matchmaking Wisconsin. If you're lonely, go check out the site and fill out a profile. Conrad's going to do it. He's going to find love by the weekend, folks. And this ain't no Tinder. The real deal. They'll pair you up so that next Valentine's Day, you will text in and thank me for introducing you to Wisconsin matchmaking. Rob Thomas is next. This is Pete Schwabba on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. She's calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,